Hi, everybody. Well, today is January 25th, 2017. Let's do a date clearing here for everybody. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is our Wednesday VBS program. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. So this is a show that we have that we do a lot of healings on and just a lot of information for people. And if you're a newbie, if you have some questions, by all means, you know, ask your questions, clsquestions@yahoo.com or the fast chat there. So let's energize the light beams, stronger, bring up on your monitor screen or screen, stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a situation going on happening, here we go. Let's clear that for you. Think of it now. Releasing the energy on the timeline that you're looking at. Everything is on timelines when you're in mind energy. Because you're not in the now, and you're not on the planet here. You're in a fabricated world. So that gets to be kind of hard for some people, but remember, source energy is only in the now, and if you're not in the now, then where are you? It could be kind of scary, I think. So here we go, releasing your one situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Are you all ready, prepared? Got your good voice going there? All ready to go, yep. Michelle?
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm here in my room with all the lights around and everything's just fantastic. So hello and welcome everybody to the Wednesday night Creation Light Radio Show. And we have some interesting things in the inbox here tonight. And we have a couple testimonials, a couple questions. So Ron, I have a testimonial here that I wanted to read right away. It's very cool. I really think it's nice, and it actually kind of echoes how my experience with this particular clearing that you did. So you did a century clearing for one of our listeners recently, and it says, I started experiencing changes after about 5 days. I felt the need to stand in my truth and not take unacceptable behavior from a toxic person. I had the courage to cut my losses and remove them from my life. I experienced an immediate shift towards freedom and peace. I also feel very light and younger. My face looks bright. Even my mom noticed. Another observation is I seem to feel very content with who I am. Thanks a lot. So that's great. I actually kind of had those same experiences as well. It's really fantastic. Did you want to talk about the century clearing at all, Ron?
You know, the century clearing, go back to when you first came here on the energies that you had to reincarnate with. And so you could have been on the Earth longer, maybe even a different life form or something, but this is where you initially come in and you're here for the duration, which is your duration right now. And most people are going to be probably, I would say, 35 to maybe 50,000 years is probably the more of the average. And then from there, it goes up higher. And I've been, I think the oldest person I think I had was just over 100,000 years, maybe 103, 105. But typically, if you're like, typically 65, maybe to 85, that would be probably most people, I guess, if you're an oldie, you know, an oldie but goodie. So, and if you're younger, then that's actually, probably better. You may have more spirit energy with you. Remember, each time you reincarnate, you lose part of your spirit. So anyway, that's very nice for the testimonial, being able to get rid of the stuff from, thousands of years of being here. And it's sort of like having a you know, an emotional healing. That's what it basically would be, but it might be a lot more than that. But making it simple to understand, it'd be like an emotional clearing for all of your past lifetimes. So there we go. So back to you.
Well, it sounds like when you talk about it, that it really would make sense that a person would be able to take somebody that had been in their life, but they noticed, like, hey, this is toxic behavior, and maybe this person has been kind of riding these lives over and over again with our listener, and finally our listener was like, I don't need this anymore. This isn't working for me, so just finally let that go. So that's really
great. Yeah, I'm sure that emotional tie, and it could be a mental tie also, but some type of tie, you know, that you're dealing with, it just, you know, it goes away. So then you have a choice again. Like when you have an emotional clearing, if you haven't done that, and the emotional clearing, it clears away the stuff that you brought up in this lifetime. So we'll say it's, you know, a good 90% of your stuff. And your stuff rules you, because it's all the emotions that you relate to, and you do the emotional dance, you know. Once you get those emotions released and they're neutralized, you know, even though you experienced them, you can still look back upon them, but you're not going to be connected to the energy of that. So you're not being drawn into another scenario to repeat that same, using the New Age term, your learning lesson, you know. So you get rid of that stuff and you're free. But then, like one lady said, boy, Ron, this feels very scary, and, you know, I don't know what to do. In a sense, my patterns have all shifted, and, you know, I'm choosing to do something else, which means that you have to choose what to do, because what used to pull you into different energies, it's not happening. So back to you.
Yes, it's so amazing. Now, when I look at it through those ideas, like if I'm watching a movie or something, and I see, it's fascinating that almost every motivation or reaction is an emotional issue. And if the person did the mind to heart drop, or if they had their emotional whole life clearing, the whole movie wouldn't take place, because there would just be nothing. They would just be at peace and go, oh, well, you know, walk away. So, yeah, it's really amazing how those emotions can really dictate your life if you let them. So, okay, well, that brings us to another question that a listener wrote in. It said, who are the true humans? How do they manage to stay true humans, considering what is going on to all of us?
Well, the only way to stay human is to have your clearings. If you don't have your clearings, then you're going to be abducted onto timelines where they're making a replica of you. And number one, you're being, you know, switched out every 10 minutes anyway. So you're a clone human. So there's probably very few. I would say the humans that are here are probably some of the indigenous people. And they don't have TV and radio, and they just maybe live very peacefully and do things. Where everyone else that is caught up in emotional stuff, they're going to be a clone human. And then you get switched every 10 minutes. That's why I say, if your day's not going well for you, then by all means, you know, ask for a smarter clone, because you will get switched out in 10 minutes, and voila, you may have a genius come into you, and you go, wow, this is great. So that's what happens. So the real humans probably are the people that, there's probably very few of them left, but people maybe on island someplace where there's not much, you know, input from the outside world. And they probably don't, you know, really think a lot. They just are being who they want to be. So back to you.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It was a long time ago, but there were times when I have been to other countries and noticed that, I don't know if they were completely indigenous people, but many of the people that lived there or were from there did feel very peaceful. And it just felt like, oh, wow, I wish I could always be there. And it seems that when I would come back to where I live now, that I felt definitely not as peaceful around the general people. So I kind of understand what you're saying. Okay, we do have, you mentioned that you were going to do a certain type of new clearing coming up, and you called it the Spirit in a Box clearing for a conference call, and you said that they would have to do a few whole life clearings as prerequisites, and I'm sure you will come up with what those are. And we have a vote for that, saying the person says, it sounds very interesting. I am putting in my request for this call to possibly occur. They would definitely want to be on it, either possibly in February or March, whatever works for you. And they have other requests, possibly for calls for heart knots, alien hardware removal, vortexes, and shackle removal. And I believe that we did a shackle removal a couple months ago, and it was fantastic, I have to say. Really helped. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. So they just wanted to put their vote in for that, Ron.
Yeah, maybe bring back a list of what we've done in the past, and maybe people can email and say, yeah, I want to be on a call when you have it. And typically, I'd probably do them on a Saturday. We did do some on Mondays, but I don't know, you know, how that's going to work. So what I would say is I would probably suggest if you can't do, maybe we could do one on a Monday. We won't mess up our schedule too much if Monday would work for you. That's kind of what I'm asking, that people check on that just to see. And you could probably be absentee on them anyway. So back to you.
Okay. And I know that I did hear you speaking about it, and you had mentioned that you had done it for the co-host a while back, and I was unable to comment at the time, but I can comment now that I remember doing this particular healing with you when you had first discovered that it was something to do, and you wanted to see what you could find, or, you know, if it was a thing, and you did find many very interesting things that I had somewhat suspected for my personal case, but doing that clearing really released a lot of major things that I don't really care to discuss what they exactly were, but it was very, very worth it. It really pulled together all the healings I've done and just let everything just completely, like, just solidify in my body that it was done. Everything was gone. So it was really good. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And I'm sure my personal case may already be finished, and it probably is, but many other people I'm sure would benefit greatly from it. So, okay, let's see here. Oh, all right. We have a question for the GPS ley lines and longitudinal lines, I believe. It says, did they have the alien remote viewing up? I think this was in relation to what a listener had written in. Because when I had that up, when I call someone with a caller ID, I would say unknown, or once the number came up, they were all ones. Interesting. So I don't know if the person's commenting on exact ley line numbers or GPS numbers.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. Weird things
maybe
happen. So.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a way to do it, because I know it was discussed previously, but there's a way to put in where you're looking for and get a longitudinal, latitudinal line on the planet. Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, I would assume that. What you could do if you want to do a house clearing, or, you know, something like that, you could just, you know, go into Google and put your house address in, and it will definitely, I think it always will give you those two other parameters where you're located. And I don't know how accurate they are. You might try your neighbor's house and your house, or maybe you have a few neighbors around you, and just see how they show up. But, yeah, you'd want to do that. And if it does change on the numbers, then more than likely it's pretty correct. But I know most of the GPS things, at least my understanding, is that they're probably, you know, within 30 feet, you know, because it depends what satellite you're on. So anyway, but, you know, couldn't hurt. The reason is, let's say that you say, yeah, I want to clear, you know, maybe there's a flood coming or something to your city, right? Or a storm, and so you want to clear your city. Well, you want to clear a city that's maybe, you know, 30 miles in length, and you're on the other far end of it. Well, you want to be self-empowered and just maybe clear your particular location in the city. So that's why, you know, I'm indicating that, because it's really you that you want to clear. You tell other people to clear their location, but mainly it's you. And so you want to have full benefit of the clearing. So back to you.
And would a person then also do their place of work?
Yeah, you could do that also, yeah. And you could do the same thing with that. So your place of work, you know, you could be in a multi-story building, which, you know, might be fine. But, you know, if you want to just clear a room or something, then you may want to indicate that location, maybe the GPS location possibly. You have to kind of experiment with it and just see how it works for you. And then maybe, you know, how high up are you, you know, how much above sea level. You need to get some reference points there. Because if you want to get a little more energy where your office is and you're on the 10th floor, you could clear the whole building, but why not just put all the energy, you know, to where your office is? So back to you.
Okay, interesting. I know in the past I have always just written down the exact address and the floor, but this is very distinct to have actual longitudinal, latitudinal lines and very distinct details.
Yeah, and what it also does, you see, it puts you into a different parameter, okay? So you're saying where you are at your address, and that's perfectly fine. That will, you know, it works. But now if you put those other energies in there with those two different longitude, latitude, all of a sudden now you're dealing with the alien grid lines and ley lines, because that's probably more of an alien type of energy. They had to put the different numbers to that. So anyway, I'm not going to say it's going to be you know, a million times better, but try it and see. You know, if it's, you know, maybe it's only 20% better. Well, 20% could be a lot for you. So back to you.
Okay, great. Great idea, because, you know, many of us spend a good part of our life at work, basically, many hours a day. Okay, so we have a couple questions here. Actually, this one is an observation. It says, on Monday's call, Ron discussed Google and Yahoo. I remembered vaguely that the word Yahoo comes from Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift in 1726. And in that book, it means an animal like human or crude, brutish, obscenely coarse person. It's interesting that is what modern people use. It is kind of funny. I remember people using the expression, they're a bunch of yahoos. Never really knew what that meant. So that's fascinating. Okay, that was just one observation that our listener wrote. And then they have, could Ron please update us on the time traveling soldiers? I know the last time you mentioned, Ron, that they had been going to Brazil or offshore bases, for example, and this person feels very tired, and they wonder if they have been fighting a lot.
That's a hard one. Things are changing a lot. I'm still, like, not sleeping all the way. I kind of wake up around midnight when I should be going to sleep. So anyway, there's a lot going on that is even hard to see, and a lot of it's invisible. But yeah, there is a lot going on. So you could be doing things that maybe are more covert than what comes to light. So if you do feel tired, it could either be the energies that come into the planet now. It could be energies, as they're taking away programs and mindsets, because you could be tied into those, which could give you energy. Remember, some people need to have an emotional situation to trigger them, to get their adrenaline flowing so they get up and do something. So anyway, when these energies start to leave, now you're at peace. And maybe your adrenals are going full speed ahead all the time, and now possibly you're resting and you feel the complete opposite swing. Why am I so tired? Well, maybe your body goes, man, finally you can relax. But there are battles going on, so I can say that. And things are happening here. So back to you.
So basically, if the person had signed up with the Time Traveling Soldiers, it's very possible that they are taking part in that. So that could explain that they are tired. Okay. Let's see. This next one says, the person must have been listening to an archived radio show. It says, Ron said on July 25th in 2007 that after the ascension, we would have our memories with us. And then more recently, he said that we would remember nothing. So the person is wondering, Ron, could you clarify, did you mean that we would still be able to recall emotions, but with no charge of judgment or trauma? And will we still have an essence or individuality with us after ascension? So that's kind of a two-part question, if you want me to break it down to the first part.
I think they're asking, are they going to be able to see their loved ones? Well, typically not. I would say 99.9% not, unless somehow they were maybe a twin flame energy or something. So you're not going to remember even being here or any of the situations that you've had here. Because there's no memory in source energy. So did I answer that okay, the questions?
Yes, part of it. And then my other question is that will each person, will you know yourself? Will you be different than other people, or will everyone who's on the other side or wherever ascension is, or will you all kind of just be the same?
You're going to be spirit energy. So you're, in a sense, you're going to be spirit energy that is unique to yourself, but you're not going to have a body where you can look and say, oh, I remember you. It's not going to be like you see ghosts and you can talk about people. So I guess the easiest way, you'd be like a snowflake created from light, and you have your own frequency of when you left the light ship. And that actually is with you because you're created from the light ship, and that's how you are able to keep your integrity. So when you go back, in a sense, whatever your experiences were, where you've been, those energies are released from you completely, 100%. And you would not recognize or know any other snowflakes, we'd say. And they would all look the same to you because they wouldn't have a charge on them. They'd just be, a piece of light. Much like if you look up at the stars, for instance. I'm not saying that they're stars, but those lights in the sky at night, look at them, they all look the same, basically. Might be a little difference in diameters, but basically they all look the same to you. That's how you would be seeing other members, we'll say, who were here on the planet here, or the population that was able to do the ascension. The whole thing is to get your spirit out of here, but I like to concentrate on the body because the body's been suffering for so long. Think of all the incarnations that your body has went through, because it has everything stored in it from all this past incarnations, even though it may not look like you were, kung fu master or something, or you had special talents in that lifetime that you're living. You still have it with you with your body. So just look at the body as all these and, you know, it would like to get out of here. And most people are in the mental plane, and they don't think about their body. That's why people go out for dangerous sports and things or whatever they do, being daredevils and things, like Evel Knievel or something. They don't have any real respect for their body because the mind's so powerful, and or the emotions are so powerful that they want to prove something. And yeah, naturally, yeah, you know, you know, and the poor body goes along for the ride. If the body wants to get hurt, probably not. It feels the pain, you know, feels dysfunction, whatever's going on with it. So anyway, as far as recognizing anything else in life, no, you won't. But there's no memory, nothing to keep you tied into any of the incarnations that you've had, and or family members and loved ones that you have now, and just people. So nothing's going to relate to you. So back to you.
Well, very interesting. I think we could all kind of listen to you speak about what that is like for a long time, because it's honestly so far removed from our current reality. It's just very interesting. Okay, let's see here. So then another question, they say, do the light beings have art and languages, etc., or is it only an alien construct or from the dark side mind that we have those things?
Are they asking if the light beings have a language? Is that what they're asking?
Yeah, or art. I guess some sort of expression, maybe even singing.
Only when we go there and that's put forth, you make us feel comfortable. Because they're all the same. They're all light beings. They do things, say, on the light ship, but basically they're just light. And when we go to the light ship, like on the conference calls, then I'll bring forth energies and the light beings will materialize that life form according to the thoughts of the people that are on the call. So, you know, when you see something that, say, for instance, when we went on the horse ride last weekend, you're going to see a four-legged horse, and then from your memories, you're going to decide what type of horse and how tall it wants to be and what color, and maybe even the demeanor, because you're communicating with the light being as to what you would like to experience, and the light being will materialize instantly the horse that you are perceiving. So if you had, let's just say that you yourself never heard of a horse, and you thought a horse had six legs, okay? And that means that in your reality, horses have six legs because somebody told you that a long time ago, but you have never seen a horse. Well, the light being would materialize a horse with six legs for you to make you feel comfortable, and that would be your reality of that experience. So back to you.
You know, it's interesting. I think that there is a movie, okay, and it's, gosh, I think it's called Contact. And in the end, she sees her father, and her father tells her things that only she would know, and that really have to do with, like, the whole project that was happening, that it wasn't anything that he would say. It was just, it was all coming from her. And it came through the vision of him because that's what she knew and wanted to see. And he even mentions that. It's really interesting, but it's exactly what you were just talking about, that it's all a construct of what you are comfortable with, like however you'll perceive it. So very interesting. Okay, and speaking of the horse riding call, so we have a testimonial about that, which is really neat. It says, on Saturday night on the call on February 21st of 2017, You gave us a lightship horse to ride for an additional hour after the call. Although I listened to the call, I was interrupted at the end and didn't hear about the horsey ride. I learned about it the following Monday when I listened to the call on the BBS archives. Even though I was unaware of the horse opportunity, I still felt the strong sensation of a horseback riding after the call and wondered why. I've ridden horses all my life and was thrilled to feel a smooth, rocking horse gallop of an energetic horse. Thanks so very much. I think that is amazing.
Yeah, but the horse was real. When you go to the light ship, you are there physically. It's not that you're an energy life form. You're there physically with whatever you're wearing, and the horses become physical to you, and then you can communicate through communication skills. It could be mental telepathy. It could be anything, but you are communicating with whatever life form the life beings choose to be and turn into. So, yes, that was a physical horse that you were on. Go back to you.
It's amazing because the person had ridden horses and recognized the feeling, but there is absolutely nothing in the person's mind that would have made them think that. It was literally something they felt. So I think that's an amazing testimony.
That happens a lot with people. I can't say what percentage of people who are on the calls actually physically see the light beams. If they do, then, that's wonderful. If you don't see them, that's okay, too. But, you have to remember that, everything is perfect, whole and complete. And, you need to know that everything is physical on the light ship. So when you go there, you're physical, and all the experiences there should be physical, too.
Okay, great. So we have a new question. It says, is it normal to feel as though you are drifting into sleep while listening to any of the healings?
Well, people do. Remember, you're used to mind energy, and sometimes you may need to have, the body will need to start to go to sleep at times so that it can get out of the way of the healings. Okay, because your spirit is ready to heal you, but the mind may not like that experience, okay? And myself, I don't believe this here. And your spirit is ready to heal, but your mind energy has the problem. So some people automatically, and I'm not saying that, there's a problem that you're dealing with. But what I am saying, that you have a problem, because you're not accepting the healing. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the body might say, I can get more out of this if we just shut down and, go to sleep here. And that happens.
Yes, I have found it to happen, and I get a lot out of it. So I'm perfectly fine with it. I think it's great. Okay, so somebody wrote back, they said they believe the movie I was speaking about was What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams, which is also a great movie, and that's where he goes into a mind projection of what people consider heaven or hell or the afterlife. That is a very interesting movie. But no, I believe the movie was Contact, and it was actually about contacting aliens, but at the end they brought up a concept of the girl speaking with her father, and he had passed on when she was a child. So they're both really, really interesting movies. But yeah, like you said, Ron, they're giving us ideas in movies of, they're trying to solidify an idea, like who knows who it came from, though. It could have come from what we know in our hearts or remember from the creation lightship, or something mental like what the aliens are giving us. So, there's just so many different movies out there. Okay. Okay. Ron, we have a question here. Are you scheduled for Canada in 2017 to come to any conferences?
At this moment, no. Would be, okay. I guess it could be a possibility, maybe, but if you bring the light chamber and stuff, that would be, a chore. I would say, for the people that have helped me out putting the booth together and stuff, it would be, it's not a cakewalk. The booth now is much easier since we have another booth, 100 times easier. And thank you for the people that created this one here. But still, to bring all that stuff with would be, a problem to do the light chamber. So, and all the monitors and things, you know what it's like, Michelle.
Yes, there's many boxes. A lot of boxes. It is interesting. So you do go to the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, which is coming up, I believe, February 10th through the 13th. It's pretty soon. And then after that, you do one in San Mateo, which is Northern California. And then at some point...
New York is next after that. I think New York is in March. I think it's March 17th, I think. And then after that would be the end of April for the San Mateo one.
Oh, so there's New York in between there.
Yes, there is, yeah.
Okay. So maybe for Canadians, New York may possibly be closer, I guess, depending on where you are. It's a very large country. So, yeah, I know. It's a great time, though, because you're not only there meeting new people, and you do give several talks and do healings for people, but people can get a weekend pass, basically, to go into the light chamber and get those healings, hang out with you, talk with you, which is always really interesting. And you can just basically spend the whole weekend at whatever conference you go to. And other than that, we only really get to talk to you, Ron, on radio shows. And so it's a great chance if people want to meet you live to come to one of the conferences. So it's really good that you do those. Okay, so somebody is running for the spirit in the box clearing. Is it like the soul retrieval that Native Americans do, but the creation lightship version? I'm not sure what they do, so I can't really comment on that. But I suspect it's, I just don't really know what the Native Americans do. Did you want to, I know you explained it a little bit, Ron. Did you want to talk about it some more, or did you want to save that for closer to the time when you're going to do it?
Yeah, we'll save it more when we get closer to doing that event.
Okay. So we'll hold off on that a little bit. All right. Somebody did the hope clearing today, and they said they had a little bit of a healing reaction, and they said it lasted all day into the evening. They went for a 3-mile walk, which is pretty far walk. And they were wondering if the energy was very strong for them. And, they do mention that they put it on the maximum level, which is 20. It goes from level 1 to 20, and you can control that. And then they say they're feeling a little more grounded now, a little better, and thank you for all that you do. So, Ron, did you want to maybe comment on what the level is? There's a level between 1 to 20?
Yeah, I think most people probably are going to use, around the 5 level. So I had to put that up because it was full bore initially on the clearings, and this is on, we'll say, the whole lifetime once, okay? And then some people said, Ron, this is just too much energy for me. Remember, some people don't feel energy at all, and then some people feel it. Now, you cannot feel it you know, yourself, but to say, gee, man, why am I having a healing crisis, or why do I feel upset after something? Well, you probably had it too strong. So that's why you're able to choose what it is there. Remember, it's up to you to comment on where you want to have that. You know, so most people, I'd say, probably put it 3 to 5, you know. And it's going to give you more energy so you can feel it. The fact that you maybe felt sick, that's wonderful for you. You should, because you wanted that. You wanted to have the validation that the healing's working. So that's how you have to look at it. The healing will work the same as on number 1 or number 20. It's not like it's wimpy on 1 and, you know, fantastic on 20. No, it's how your body is going to respond and sample that energy. So if you put it up on 20 and you feel like it's, you know, too much for you, well, then back it down. But that's what you wanted. You wanted to know that there's validation. That's the only reason why I think you put it on 20. I don't think hardly anybody puts it on 20, you know, because it's going to be a lot of energy. So you're going to have validation that the healing's working. Some people are more dense, in a sense, and they want to actually feel something. So that's why I put that up there. But initially, all the clearings were at 20. And so a few people said, Ron, this is just too much energy for me. And I go, wow, you know. Because for me, that's what I thought it was needed, you know. Because it wasn't too much for me when I did the sampling, when I first put the website together. So anyway, that's basically it. So, you know, put it down to maybe 3 to 5 or at 1. And the probably the reason maybe that you felt so much too is because maybe you're hopeless. Your parents could be having that hopeless energy in them, grandparents or somebody. So let's look at your family genetics. It's passed on to you. You could have a lot of stuff of being hopeless, and that could maybe be being disempowered possibly. So you know your own history, how your life is responding to you, and how you're creating your reality in this life. So, you know, just by hearing that, I would say that you probably have been programmed with hopelessness. So back to you.
Well, I definitely get it. I know the first time I got the emotional whole life clearing, and I think it was like really the first one that I did. And I was like, what is this? This 1 to 20? I'll just put it on 20 because I want to know that this is really working. And it's a good thing I didn't turn off, because I didn't know any better at the time, the pause. I didn't make it so that it doesn't pause. So I had it at 20, but it paused. And then I was like, oh, it stopped. And I turned it on again. And then it paused again. And I'm so glad that I had it on pause, because having it up on 20, oh my goodness, I started like yawning like crazy. It was, I had no idea what was going on. It was like, what is happening here? And then I kind of finished it and I turned my computer off and I was like, I'm going to bed. I slept so amazing. And then within the next couple days, I just let go of so much stuff. And I didn't realize it till you talked about it, that, you know, one of the signs of you letting go of a lot of stuff is that you yawn a lot, and that you're going to feel it more if you're up to 20. And so now I just go, I know they're working. I know it's real and I know it's true. And I just leave it at 1. But I do find that in the next couple of days, my body still needs to integrate whatever healing I've done. And I do need to exercise a lot to really work that out and work it through me. Because otherwise, it just feels like the energy just, I just want to like run, you know. So it's probably really good that the person took a 3-mile walk. Really helped. Okay, so let's see, changing gears here. This is a question about the deceased loved one clearing. So this person says, I have had to purchase this clearing for several family members in the recent past, and most recently I have purchased this clearing for my dog who passed away yesterday. I just noticed that when I opened the clearing for the spirit barcode, there is an unlimited option mentioned on the page. And I wanted to clarify that we need to purchase this clearing for each person and pet. It's not for our unlimited use on different deceased loved ones. So,
yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you purchase it each time you have a different person. What I will say, if you have done it once for yourself and your pet or animal does die, deceased, you know, that would be free to you. So send me an email, the person that's mentioning this here, because I need to refund you the money for that clearing. So send me the email and put in there deceased loved one's pet. So I'll see it, and I will give you a refund on that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think I'm trying to see here. It says also, I will send this to you right now, Ron. It says they open the spirit barcode clearing, and there's an unlimited option. So I'm not sure if they bought the deceased loved one for themselves and then for their pet or just for their pet. So I'll let you read this, and I will send this on.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And okay, so let's see here. We have some questions for Ron. Okay. One of our listeners wrote in, they said, when I was once in China, I met a lady in a red robe while meditating in a temple, or rather had a kind of a vision of her and a feeling. She telepathically told me her life story as a concubine and used that she used to come to that temple. And then a psychic told the person who wrote this in that the person that he saw, the woman in the red robe, was the former life of the person that wrote in. But now they're wondering if it was just an entity.
I'd say it's probably an entity. So that's what I would say with that one. It looks like we're getting close to ending the program here. So what I like to ask people to try to see, when you do a timeline crash now, put in there invisible timeline, because there may be something out there that we can't physically see. Okay, and maybe there's invisible timelines that you're on. So, you know, you stub your toe and it hurts, you want to get off that timeline, and you do maybe 500 timeline crashes. And then after you do that, when you feel like, yeah, that feels good, I'm completed here, my body knows that I'm no longer on timelines, then put in invisible timeline crash for your hurt toe. I want to see if that needs to be done. So, and then send that information to CLS Questions if you think that's needed. So anyway, I guess it's time for us to close our radio show. So here we go. We're going to do the Mind to Heart Drop. So thank you, ladies behind the scenes who are helping out. And thank you, listeners. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop. I have to say it out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, have a good evening. Blessings. And try that timeline crash there with the invisible, whatever your situation is. Bye, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, listeners.